Welcome to another edition of Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Danny D, and we're here with Dr. Chaudhary from Northwestern Medicine Center for Complex Gynecology. How are you?
I'm doing great, Danny. Thanks again for having me.
No problem. Thank you. And last time we talked, we kind of touched on various topics when it comes to women's health, with Women's Health Month being recognized in May. But today, we really want to talk about uterine fibroids. What are they? How do they affect women?
Absolutely. Uterine fibroids are probably the most under-discussed women's health problem that's out there. They are so common. They impact more than 60% of women of reproductive age and probably about 80% of Black women of reproductive age. So many people have problems with fibroids, and really, nobody really talks about what they are and what they do. Fibroids are actually benign tumors, and so I think that's maybe why we don't give them enough notice, right? Because they're benign, because they're not cancerous, we don't necessarily think that they necessarily need treatment, but they can cause a lot of morbidity. A lot of patients have significant symptoms associated with their fibroids. Things like pressure and vaginal bleeding cause real problems for women throughout their reproductive lifestyle. And it's only when they finally come in and talk to their doctors about it that they can be diagnosed with them.
And like you said before, it's very important to, one, talk about it, and two, go ahead and get those screenings. And I know that it's an under-talked about topic, but I've been seeing a lot lately conversations going on social media, even in my own friend groups. People are really starting to talk about uterine fibroids and be open about what they're dealing with. So why do you think it's being talked about even more now?
I really think it's because there's been so much more media attention to it, which I'm so, so happy about. The fact that we're talking about it here today, Danny, is another just great thing for patients to recognize. As we talked about last time, women are really caregivers, right? So we think about everybody else first. And so when women come and have problems with their cycles, whether that's pain or bleeding, they often, honestly, suck it up. They don't really want to go in and seek treatment because they're so busy doing other things. And oftentimes that can get worse and worse, where it's really impacting their overall health. They get anemic. They're not able to do their regular activities. And our hope is really to begin to educate people that uterine fibroids are a thing. We can work to do less invasive treatments early so they never get to that point where it's really interfering with their lives or they're really needing much larger surgeries for those fibroids. And so I think really there's just been a lot of great media attention. You know, think about all the white dress projects and all those things that are out there right now. It really makes me so happy to see women finally coming out of their shell and figuring out the best ways to talk about those problems.
And Dr. Chaudhary, this information is so good. I also want to know, how do you go about treating uterine fibroids? I'm sure many other women want to know as well.
So whenever a patient comes with uterine fibroids, I really like to figure out where they are in that journey. There's some patients who come and they find them incidentally. They're at their gynecologist's office. They're getting their pap smears. The doctor feels that they might have a fibroid and they get an ultrasound. Oftentimes those women will come to me just for an opinion. What do you think about these fibroids? What should we do about them? Many times they're not actually even symptomatic. When they're very small or in locations on the outside of the uterus, they don't necessarily cause symptoms. And honestly, observation is very, very reasonable for those patients. We usually do an ultrasound every year or two along with their routine pelvic exams, and we're able to follow them along. And for many women, they don't need any treatment, which is great, thinking about how many people are actually impacted by these fibroids. But for many women, when they come to me, they're coming to me because they've had bleeding problems for a long time or begin to experience a lot of pressure symptoms associated with their fibroids, where they have more urinary urgency or problems with constipation because all these fibroids are pushing on these surrounding structures. And so when that happens, we begin to talk about both medical options that can help control bleeding or that can shrink fibroids down, or surgical options where we go to either shrink those fibroids, remove those fibroids, or in sort of our last case scenario, even consider hysterectomy for those women who've been plagued with fibroids for a long time.
It's really good to know that there are various options when it comes to treatment, but can uterine fibroids be prevented?
Oh, I wish they could be. And I like to say one day we're going to have the research and whoever figures it out is going to be rich and famous because this is such a important area of study and unfortunately an underfunded area of study. We have an amazing research lab on fibroids here at Northwestern Medicine that's run by my chair, Dr. Sardar Bulin, and that's exactly what they're looking at. They're looking at the markers that we think cause fibroids so that we can figure out, working our way back, how to prevent them. But what we know is that fibroids tend to run in families. So if your mom or your sisters have problems with fibroids, you are a little bit higher risk for developing them. But there's no specific diet or no specific medications that we can use to prevent fibroid growth. It's just a matter of finding them. And once we find them, monitoring them and using treatment options as we can to control some of those symptoms around them.
Well, now, I feel much better and way more knowledgeable when it comes to uterine fibroids. And what's something that we should ultimately take away from this conversation?
Well, just remember, uterine fibroids are not a death sentence. It doesn't mean that you can't have babies. It doesn't mean you necessarily have to have a hysterectomy. Please come get all your options so we can prevent them from getting larger, catch them before they become a problem for your fertility.
We really appreciate this. It's been more than helpful. Thank you so much, Dr. Chaudhary.
Thank you so much for having me.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.